let's fish it. Listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy fight.
Will I catch a perch?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait, I bought the beer.
Sorrows.
I got a nice pair of boots to go with my hat, my blazer and suit.
But that ain't enough,
so I chew on three pair of heavy-duty flannel thermal underwear. Drilling.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed. Fire up your grill or smoker and make it happen in your backyard. It might be single digits where you are, but that don't matter. The grill just takes a little longer to get heated up. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. And the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson from Schmoes, is with us.
Morning,
welcome,
guys.
Fellas.
Ice baby.
There he is.
So when I think of ice fishing, I think of Chaz because he's just a fanatic about it. And being ice fishing and sledding time of the year, who better to talk to? Oh, maybe Scott at Allen Bob's, you know, it might be in that same league, but he wouldn't bring beer like Chaz would.
We have our priorities, don't we?
Yeah, Scott.
Did I say
Scott
that?
Loves ice.
Yeah. Scott's a big walleye fisherman. I don't know if he does it through the ice. But anyway, we're talking about ice fishing right now. Chaz is part of the U.S. National Ice Fishing Team. That's a legitimate organization. Tell us just a little bit about that, Chaz, because that's a pretty cool honor for anybody that ice fishes to be part of that thing.
Yeah, the USA Ice Team formed up in 2008. And for this is going to be my third year with the team. And we've been to Finland. We've been to Ukraine. This year we're going to Latvia and compete against all those Europeans. See what our skills can bring.
That's interesting. We got a bunch of troops going to Latvia right now.
There's maybe I'll see them. I don't know. I'm hanging out in Riga.
I hope you don't.
We're in the downtown district. But yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We traveled the middle of February, and we're going to be gone for about 10 days.
Wow, pretty cool. Now, bringing the ice fishing back home, when you go do that, there's completely different techniques. You've shared with me these little palm rods that you use with like a piece of X-ray tape or something on the end of them for the spring bobber. I mean, it's super sensitive, but you also catch a lot smaller fish generally over there.
Like, you're throwing terms out there that, you know, most of us don't know. Palm rod, spring bobber.
You could be talking
about a bunch of things.
So Chad, explain those, palm rods, spring bobbers.
Well, palm rods are a very small rod. They fit in the palm of your hand. The rod itself is about 6 inches long. The spring bobber is like a piece of X-ray film on the end that is super sensitive and will detect the smallest bite. Now, here in the U.S., a lot of my buddies will go out and we pull out the palm rods when nothing else is biting. Because if nothing's biting on what you got down there, we typically go smaller on our jigs and more sensitive. And as we go down smaller and more sensitive, the palm rod works perfect because it can detect that really ultralight bite. Well, you know, maybe
because like if they're not really hungry, but they might play around a little bit in your typical rod, you won't feel it.
Yeah. Well, more likely it's they're feeding on something very small. They're not on the big bugs that might go with a traditional jig that you're used to.
Why do you suppose that is?
It's what's in the water column. It's what's available is what they're feeding on. Depending on where it is in the lake, what time of the year it is, and things like that, depends on what's going to be there for the fish to feed
on. This is really cool.
Bob's playing with the palm rod right now. But it's
look at the size of that.
You want a minute, Bob?
Look at the size of that hook.
Right.
I mean,
that's a big one, Bob.
Really?
Yeah, that's a 2 millimeter.
So that'd be for like perch and gill, stuff like that.
Perch, bream, roach.
You don't want to get a pike on that thing.
No. Pike, you're going to kiss that. You're going to kiss that jig goodbye if a pike hits that.
So, Chaz, being a professional as you are, we need a couple tips. I'm the average ice fisherman. I'll go out a half a dozen, maybe a dozen times if it's a nice winter. And I just enjoy pan fishing. Nothing better than a big old mess of perch that we've caught. But my question to you is like when you walk onto a lake for the first time, if you're not 100% familiar with it, what two or three things are you doing before to locate the fish and where they might be?
Probably the first thing you're going to do is pull up a map. I use an app on my phone. It's $10, Navionics. A lot of the guys use it in the summer too, but it gives you bottom topography. And as a fisherman, I know that around points and dips and any kind of change in structure is where the fish are going to typically congregate. So I'm going to go look for those. Second thing I'm going to look
at. Is that like a GPS app? So when you're on the ice, it kind of pinpoints where you're going?
Yeah, it's GPS integrated. It goes right on your phone. It's $10. You look at the demo. It's really cool.
Well, and if you've ever ice fished and sat out there for 3 hours wondering why the guy 20 feet from you is catching fish and you're not, that's the answer.
Well, that's the first part of the answer.
Right.
The second thing that I'm going to look for is where are the locals? You know, if it's out in front of Bob's house, you know, and Bob's got a private lake there, Bob knows that lake like the back of his hand, and he's going to go there. So you look for the locals, not the guy in the fanciest outfit, probably the guy not in a fancy outfit. He's the one that knows. And if he's being quiet and to himself, that's the area you want to be in. And you got to give him a little bit of courtesy. We have a rule in competitions that you have to be 5 meters, 16 feet.
So you don't push him off his hole.
You don't want to push him off his hole. You don't want to crowd him. You know, if it's thin ice, we're not into heavy ice yet.
Right.
Two big guys like us, Jop, standing close together, that could be dangerous.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and it's ice fishing and sledding special. It's the first show of the season, and we have Chaz Thompson in here from Schmoe's Brewery and a big ice fisherman. So we're trying to give you some good tips on ice fishing.
Now, this time of the year, you got to be extra careful about that ice sickness. I stopped a couple of days ago down to Reed's Lake. Reed's Lake is not ready.
That's in Grand Rapids, right? Yep.
But I've been on some smaller lakes where there's 4 and 5 inches of ice. I was on one the other day that was 7 inches of ice.
Have you seen what the ice thickness is on Houghton Lake yet?
On Houghton Lake, nobody has reported that on our ice map on miiceguys.com. But I'm looking for maybe somebody that's listening to go get a reading for
us. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners around there, and it just it's of course, tip-up town's coming. So, right. I mean, I hope they have the ice they need. Last time we were up there last year, a truck went through the ice.
Right, yeah, while we were there. So, Chaz, tell us about this MI Ice Guys and how people can help us out with ice thickness.
Well, you know, after you guys invited me in and I learned about this how to do radio thing, I decided that I needed to do one, but I don't have the budget you guys do. Mm-hmm. So I do an internet-only podcast called miiceguys.com. And my fishing partner, Steph, and a couple of our other buddies, Chad and Anthony, we all get together and we talk ice fishing. And post it up on the internet, and you guys can listen at any time you want. It's just like the Grilling Guys podcast. If you can't get up in the morning and be there right on time,
send
maybe
it to
you're
your
third,
phone.
Send it to your phone, listen to it. It's a great thing. But we also do a number of product reviews. We also do a ice map on there where it's user-submitted data, so somebody near Houghton Lake can go out, drill us a quick hole, get a measurement, go on to miiceguys.com, and post that thickness, and then we'll know. And a new feature that you're going to help me with, Bob, is recipes. I just started posting some recipes out there for bluegill and crappie, and we'd like to get some pike ones out there and such. Everybody gets tired of just doing the fried fish thing.
Yes.
You know what? So we want to do some more creative things.
That's
a great idea.
I got the first one I'm going to give you, and I'm going to give credit to my buddy Charlie Slosher. And Charlie has a crab cake, but he makes them out of crappie. And he calls them crappie cakes.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had them a dozen times at his house, and they're fabulous.
All right.
And so nice. I'll grab the recipe from Charlie.
So what's he do, boil the fish first?
You know, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I go over there and eat them. I've never cooked them.
Typically with crab, that's what they do is they boil it up and then cool it.
But you know, it's got a breadcrumb in it and the seasoning, the Old Bay, and all that other is in there, and it's fabulous.
Nice.
So I'll grab that.
That sounds really cool.
Put it out there, yeah. Be a lot of fun, too.
People love crab cakes, and the key with those things is to get them crispy.
Yeah.
A lot of people screw them up and they're mushy. Don't bother. If you're going to do a crab cake, fry that thing up right.
Yeah. Chaz, can you stick around for the next segment? We might want to continue this conversation.
We got beer left.
And we got beer left. So there we are. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we're going to do a little bit of winter outdoor cooking, maybe a little tips, techniques, and a couple recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Another bite. Guy, get ready. Jig the line twice, then you keep your pole steady. Let him take it till the middle's good and took. Reel up all the slack, and then you set your hook.
You get thirsty.
A bike.